Well, God bless you. It's great to be with you today, and I hope you'll stay connected with us during the week through our daily podcast, our YouTube channel, social media, and you can come visit us in person. We'd love to have you be a part of one of our services. I'd like to start with something funny, and I heard about this man. He was on vacation in Jerusalem with his family when his mother-in-law suddenly passed. He went to make arrangements to get the body back home, and the consulate said it would cost $5,000 to have the body shipped, but he could have her buried right there in Jerusalem for just $150. The man thought about it a moment, said, "No, I'd like to have her shipped." The consulate said, "Wow, you must have really loved your mother-in-law." He said, "No, it's not so much that. I just remember a case here years ago when they buried someone and on the third day they arose, and I can't take that chance." All right, y'all. I must say, I have an amazing mother-in-law right here on the front row always, but come on, say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I want to talk to you today about your time to shine. God created you to leave your mark. You're not supposed to live and die and nobody knew you were here. You have greatness in you. But often we don't recognize who we are. We see ourselves as ordinary, and I can't do anything significant. I'm not that talented. I can't accomplish my dream. I don't have the education. I can't defeat this giant. It's too big. We can all find an excuse to shrink back and settle for mediocrity. But Psalm 45 says, God himself has blessed you. Almighty warrior, you are glorious. Go out and perform awe-inspiring deeds. Your God has anointed you. The psalmist is saying, don't you realize who you are? You're not average, you are glorious. You're not weak, you're a mighty warrior. You're not supposed to just make it through life and survive another year. There are awe-inspiring deeds in you. Things God has destined you to accomplish that will boggle your mind. Victories that will catapult your family forward. Promotion that will thrust you to a new level. Giants you'll defeat that will give you greater influence, greater respect. He's saying, what are you doing shrinking back, living with an ordinary mindset when God says you're glorious? You're a mighty warrior. You were created to do awe-inspiring deeds. See, we know God is glorious. We know he's all-powerful. But do you realize you are glorious? You were created in the image of God. When he made you, he put a part of himself in you. You have the DNA of Almighty God. You are powerful. You are favored. You are blessed. You can do awe-inspiring deeds. You can part Red Seas. You can defeat Goliath. You can bring healing to the sick. You can start your business. You can be the first one in your family to get your degree. Don't go through life thinking you're average when in fact there is greatness in you. It takes faith to say, I believe I'm glorious. I believe I'm a mighty warrior. I believe God himself has blessed me. See, the scripture says, the people who know their God will be strong and do mighty exploits. That's God's dream for you, not an average life, mighty exploits, awe-inspiring deeds. No more living intimidated. I can't do it. It's too big. No, when you know who you are, you won't run from the giant. You'll run to the giant. God didn't say you would do exploits. He said mighty exploits. That means it's going to be bigger than you can accomplish on your own. You can't do this just in your power, your ability, but God himself has anointed you. The Most High is backing you up. And sometimes he'll let the odds be against you in a great way, so it will be a mighty exploit. Not just a deed, but an awe-inspiring deed. Well, people will say, how did you accomplish that dream? I know your background. How did you build that business? You didn't have the training. How did you get well? I saw the medical report. It's one of those mighty exploits, one of those awe-inspiring deeds. It's because you know your God and you know who He's created you to be. You know you're glorious. You know you're a mighty warrior. You know you're full of can-do power. You know His favor surrounds you like a shield. After Jesus borrowed Peter's boat, He told him to go back in the lake and throw his nets out. Well, they had fished all night, hadn't caught anything. But this time they caught so many fish that his nets began to break. He had to call another boat over to help. They were both so loaded down, they began to sink. The scripture says they were awestruck at the size of their catch. God is going to do some things that leave you awestruck. He's going to take you further than you've imagined. You're going to overcome obstacles that seem permanent. This is not the time to shrink back, think, oh, I'm just ordinary. No, stir your faith up. What is God calling you to do that would be an awe-inspiring deed? What is that dream He's placed in your heart that would be a mighty exploit? You don't see how in the natural. Every voice says there's no way, but something on the inside says, yes, this is for you. That's your destiny calling. Don't let fear hold you back. Intimidation, how you don't have the experience, you don't know where the resources would come from. Have a new attitude. You are glorious. You are a mighty warrior. God Himself has blessed you. He's raised you up for such a time as this. He wouldn't have given you that dream. He wouldn't have whispered to you that in the night if He wasn't going to bring it to pass. Now get in agreement with Him. Don't talk yourself out of it. Talk yourself into it. Pray bold prayers. Ask God for what you're dreaming about. Dare to take steps of faith. Go out and perform awe-inspiring deeds. This is what David did. He was out in the shepherd's fields, 17 years old, taking care of his father's sheep. He came from a low-income family. They didn't have any influence or connections to speak of. All the circumstances said he was ordinary. No way he'd ever do something significant. Thoughts would tell him, you're stuck out here. You're limited. Nothing good is in your future. But I can imagine out there at night, alone. Sometimes he'd look up at the stars and he would hear something whisper, David, you're a mighty warrior. There's greatness in you. You are destined to leave your mark. These two voices were vying for his attention, the voice of doubt and the voice of faith. You get to choose which voice becomes a reality. The voice you dwell on, the thoughts you believe, that's going to determine who you are. Don't let the voice of doubt take root, telling you that you're weak, not able to, come from the wrong family. Believe what God says about you. Listen to His voice. You are glorious. You are anointed. You are favored. You are a mighty warrior. One day David took lunch to his brothers. They were in another city, and he saw Goliath, the champion of the Philistine army, taunting the Israelites. They all ran and hid, but something rose up in David. He said, who is this man that he would defy the armies of the living God? Well, Goliath was twice David's size. He was an experienced soldier. He was wearing a full set of armor. David had none of that. He was a shepherd. When he told King Saul he wanted to face Goliath, Saul said, are you kidding? You're just a boy. All the odds were against David. Logically speaking, he didn't have a chance. But God will put you in situations where you're up against a giant. Looks impossible. The sickness too bad. The problem too great. The dream too big. It's easy to let fear and intimidation talk us out of it. This is where you have to remind yourself that you were called to perform awe-inspiring deeds. That giant is a setup. It's a mighty exploit waiting to happen. David went out with nothing but a slingshot and a few smooth stones. While Goliath was laughing, making fun of him, David slung that rock. It hit him in the forehead, knocked him to the ground. David went over and took Goliath's sword and cut his head off. That one victory catapulted David into favor and influence that he'd never imagined. God has some of these awe-inspiring deeds in your future. There are mighty exploits lined up for you. But you have to have this boldness, this confidence, knowing who you are. You're anointed, you're favored, you're glorious, you're a mighty warrior. Don't let fear keep you from your greatness. Don't let how you were raised, what others in your family won't do, cause you to shrink back. David's brothers wouldn't fight Goliath. They were too afraid. David's father didn't believe in him. He didn't think David had what it takes. To be a giant killer, to perform awe-inspiring deeds, sometimes you have to do it alone. You have to ignore the naysayers. Tune out family members that are telling you what you can't do. They may not be able to see it, but you're a mighty warrior. You're surrounded by favor. God Himself has blessed you. Isaiah said, "Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you." It doesn't say the glory is going to be there one day. Sometime in the future, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be favored, anointed. No, the glory of God is on you right now. But if you're going to see it, you have to arise. You won't shine like you should if you play it safe all the time. David was destined to defeat Goliath. He could have reasoned it out. Man, I'm too small. I don't have the training. The odds are against me. If he didn't know the glory of God was on him, if he didn't realize he was a mighty warrior, favored, anointed, he would have never left the shepherd's fields. He would have missed his destiny. Are you missing awe-inspiring deeds, favor, victory, promotion because of fear? I'm not sure, Joel, this giant is so big. If you will arise, you'll discover the glory of God is on you. His favor will cause doors to open. You'll defeat giants that are much bigger, accomplish dreams that seem impossible. And what you have may be less than what you're up against, but the anointing on your slingshot will bring down giants. It will defy the odds. You're not just a warrior, you're a mighty warrior. You're not just called to do exploits, but mighty exploits. Not just deeds, but how about some awe-inspiring deeds? When my father passed and I stepped up to pastor the church, I had never ministered before. By the grace of God, the church was growing and we needed a larger auditorium. A friend called and told me that the Rockets basketball team were moving out of the compact center, this place. And the city was going to sell the building and how we should try to get that as our church. When he said that, something came alive on the inside. I felt it so strongly, but I didn't have any experience of buying a building and convincing city council members to vote for us, raising funds. In my mind, it didn't make sense, but in my spirit, there was this faith that I can't explain, this knowing that it was going to happen. The scripture talks about the faith of God. Sometimes it's not your faith. God puts the faith in you. He lights a fire in your spirit for something you couldn't normally believe in. That's setting you up for an awe-inspiring deed. And there were people that didn't want us to have the building. One of the largest companies in Texas, they own all the land around the property. They wanted it. So, of course, they were full force against us. Business leaders, influential people telling us it would never happen. Despite all that negative chatter, people trying to push us down, talk us out of it, deep down, I could hear God saying, "Joel, I've got this. I'm fighting this battle. I myself have blessed you. You are glorious. You are favored. You are a mighty warrior." I felt this courage, this boldness to take steps of faith, do things where I didn't feel qualified, where the odds were against us, where I knew I was over my head. But what I've found is it may be over your head, but it's not over God's head. He's moved by your faith. He sees you stepping into the unknown, believing for what looks impossible, standing in faith when all the voices are telling you it's never going to happen. God told the Israelites that he was giving them the promised land, but he said, "You have to go possess the land." Just because God gives you a dream, gives you a promise, doesn't mean you can sit back and be passive. You have to go possess it. You have to take steps of faith. That's when you're going to see God step in and do things that you could never do. Well, we needed 10 votes from the city council members, and after a year and a half, we had all 10. But 2 days before the vote, one of the council members decided to be out of town. He got so much pressure from the other side, and him not being there meant that we couldn't get the building. The day before the vote, I went to see a council member that had been against us the whole time, a young Jewish man. I had given him my best speeches. I'd tried everything to persuade him, but nothing had worked. I didn't know what I was going to say this time. And I sat down in his office, so nervous, knowing that everything was on the line. Before I could say a word, he said, "Joel, I've changed my mind. I'm going to vote for you." He told how an older Jewish woman had called him the day before. He hadn't talked with her in over 20 years. She was a friend of his family. He always had great respect for her. He said, "She told me in no uncertain terms that I was to vote for Lakewood having the compact center." It was that phone call that changed his mind. What's interesting, I don't know the lady. Never met her, never asked her to call, but God controls the universe. When you believe, angels go to work. When you take steps of faith, the creator of the universe arranges things in your favor, changes people's minds, breaks chains that are limiting you, opens doors that no person can shut. You are sitting in an awe-inspiring deed. You are sitting in the glory of God. He's looking for people right now to show himself strong in their lives. He's looking for some Davids, people that will run to the giants. He's looking for some Nehemiahs. He was a cupbearer to the king in an ordinary position. When he heard that the walls of Jerusalem had been torn down and the city was open for attack, God gave him a dream to go rebuild those walls. He was living 1,000 miles away. He had no money, no supplies, no way in the natural, but he knew the favor of God was on his life. He arose, and in just 52 days, he rebuilt those walls, an awe-inspiring deed. God is looking for some Esthers. She was an orphan, no parents to guide her. What could she do? Her uncle entered her into a beauty contest. Whoever won would get to meet the king. Out of all the young women, she won and became the queen. When the Israelites were on the verge of being annihilated, the king had already written a decree that on a certain date, they'd all be wiped out. Esther, against protocol, went into the king's chambers unannounced. She could have not only lost her position, but lost her life. Her attitude was, "I've been raised up for such a time as this. I'm not going to shrink back and think about all the what ifs. What if he gets upset? What if he says no? What if he puts my family out?" If it's going to be a mighty exploit, it's going to take faith. You're going to have to take some risk. Where there are no risks, there won't be awe-inspiring deeds. If you can do it in your own strength, your own talent, convince the people, make it happen, that's fine, but that's not awe-inspiring. God has some things that only he can do. The way you activate that faith is by arising, by stepping out, by knowing that you are glorious, that you are a mighty warrior, that the Most High God is backing you up. Because of Esther, the king changed his mind. The Israelites were saved. God's looking for some Shadrach, Meshachs, and Abednegoes, teenagers that wouldn't bow down to the king's golden idol. They refused to compromise and fit into a culture that didn't honor God. They could have conformed, played it safe, did what everyone else was doing. After all, it was dangerous. Their life was on the line. But they said to the king, "Even if you throw us into that furnace, we're still not going to bow down." They knew this wasn't a surprise to God. He's the one that caused the king to harden their heart, harden his heart. They threw these teenagers into the furnace, thinking they were done, but God has the final say. When you refuse to compromise, you stay on the high road, honor God with your life, you may get thrown into the fire. The good news is God comes into the fire with you. He doesn't always deliver you from the fire. Sometimes he'll make you fireproof and bring you through the fire. This king came back to check on the teenagers. He looked through the furnace window, said, "Didn't we throw three men in bound? I see four men loosed. One looks like the son of the living God." Those teenagers walked out of the furnace, not a hair on their head was singed. They didn't even have the smell of smoke. An awe-inspiring deed. The king said, "From now on, we're all going to worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." God has some of these awe-inspiring deeds in your future. He's going to show out, do things that you've never dreamed. Like these teenagers, because you honor him, he's going to make you an example of his goodness. Don't live in fear, shrinking back, thinking the odds are too big, the opposition too strong. I can't accomplish my dream. No, arise and shine. The glory of God is on you. You are a mighty warrior. Go out and perform these awe-inspiring deeds. Go out is the key. Arise is the first step. You can't sit back and think it's going to happen. You have to activate your faith. Isaiah went on to say, "Darkness will cover the earth, and thick darkness the people, but upon you the glory of the Lord will arise." It's not a coincidence that he said in the middle of the darkness, when people don't honor God, when there's strife, division, all kinds of evil, that's when you need to arise and shine. That's when you'll see the glory of God. That's when he'll bring you through the fire without the smell of smoke. That's when you'll rebuild the walls, accomplish great dreams when the odds are against you. That's when God will change the king's mind, turn the decree around, because you're an Esther. You had the boldness, the faith to believe that you're glorious. To know that God himself has blessed you, that he's fighting your battles, that he's making ways where you don't see a way. We're coming into a time where God is going to show out in greater ways. There are going to be mighty exploits. The scripture says these signs will follow them that believe. There are going to be some signs following you. Not ordinary things, not what you've seen in the past, but awe-inspiring deeds. The Apostle Paul said, "You haven't seen, heard, or imagined what God has in store for you." He's going to put you in situations like David. You face a Goliath. Like Nehemiah, a dream that seems impossible. Like Esther, a problem with huge consequences. You'll be tempted to shrink back, let fear, intimidation, convince you to play it safe, think that you're stuck. God is saying, "If you'll arise, I'll cause you to shine. If you'll take steps of faith, I'll defeat your enemies. I'll open the right doors. I'll bring the right people. I'll give you the wisdom, the creativity, the abundance." There are awe-inspiring deeds in your future. There are mighty exploits coming your way. You wouldn't be hearing this if God wasn't about to do something unusual, uncommon, something that causes people to be awestruck, that puts you at a new level of favor, influence, and honor. There was a young man that grew up in Africa, in the Congo, one of the poorest nations. He was one of seven children. Not only his family, but his cousins and relatives all lived in the same small home. In their village, there was so much sickness, all kinds of disease, but there was no place to get care. Not a hospital, not a clinic within hundreds of miles. People were dying from things that were easily treatable. As a young boy, he couldn't stand seeing the sadness and suffering of his people. God put a dream in his heart to build a hospital in his village. The natural was impossible. He was just as poor and underprivileged as the others in his village. But there was something different about this young boy. He believed the favor of God was on his life. He didn't see himself as limited, as a disadvantage. He saw himself as glorious, as a mighty warrior destined to do great things. You may be in a limited environment, but don't let that environment get in you. See yourself as a world changer, a history maker. God is not limited by what you don't have. He said you're going to do mighty exploits. You're going to perform awe-inspiring deeds. Well, this little boy started to grow and grow unusually tall. He ended up 7 feet, 2 inches tall. Graduated from the local school, and against all odds, he received an academic scholarship to Georgetown University here in the States. And he went there to become a doctor, so he could come back and help his people. But during his second year, the basketball coach noticed him and asked him to try out for the team. He not only made the team, but he became a star player. He was later drafted to play professional basketball. Our friend Dikembe Mutombo became one of the greatest players of our day. When he played for the Rockets, I would see him at our services. In 2007, he opened a new $30 million hospital that he and the other players funded in his small village in the Congo. Since then, they have treated over 1 million patients. Who would have ever thought that little boy in the impoverished village would do such a mighty exploit, such an awe-inspiring deed? That's what God has in your future. You're not limited by your surroundings, how you were raised, what you don't have. God controls the universe. He's just looking for people that recognize who they are. Mighty warriors, glorious, favored, anointed, influential, powerful. That's who you are. That's who you are, anointed, influential, and powerful. God Himself has blessed you. People may come against you, but God Himself has favored you. The opposition may be stronger, but God Himself has empowered you. The giant looks too big, God Himself is fighting for you. If you will arise, you're going to shine. You're going to see the glory of God in greater ways. But when we look back over our lives, we should see some of these times where there are mighty exploits, something that we've done that's out of the ordinary, that's beyond our natural ability. But Joel, I don't see any of that for me. Must not work. Well, get ready. It's coming. You are marked for greatness. God is going to show out in your life. In these coming days, as it gets darker around you, you're going to shine brighter and brighter. You are destined to perform awe-inspiring deeds. Now rise up, mighty warrior, and possess the land. If you'll do this, I believe and declare, you're going to do mighty exploits. God's about to do something you've never seen. Like Peter, you're going to be awestruck. New doors opening, abundance, healing, breakthroughs, the fullness of your destiny in Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen? Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, if you can stick with me, I'd like to seal it in prayer. Lord, thank you for what we've heard today. I know it falls on great ground, faithful people here at Lakewood, and so many watching and listening. And Lord, we're going to go out of here with our vision enlarged, with greater faith, believing we are who you say we are, mighty warriors, anointed and glorious, that you yourself have blessed us. And Lord, help us to see ourselves the way you see us. Lord, I thank you that we will see some of these mighty deeds, Lord, some of these mighty exploits. Lord, do what only you can do. Lord, you've done it in the past, but we're releasing our faith for greater things in the future, to bring about your kingdom, to be a bigger blessing wherever we go, to make a difference in our world. Lord, as the people go out this week, protect them and their children. Thank you that your angels are watching after them. And Lord, as they start back to school, some of them just blessing their children there with wisdom and skill and expertise. Lord, I speak your blessings over all under the sound of my voice. With our heads bowed in prayer, if your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God, and you know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts will say, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. It's so easy. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be a few more. Anybody else? Your heart's beating fast. Don't go home without peace. Up top. Watching online. Anybody else? Still time for you. Still people standing. Like with one more big hand. Anybody else? Amen. Well, God bless you. And remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know that took courage to stand. And more importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens. God's never going to be ashamed of you because you took this step of faith. And the scripture says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Do you mind praying this after me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain standing. One more moment, but I want to tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment. Just like you go to work, you're going to be here every Sunday, in person, online, on the radio. I'll make a promise. Before that year is over, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become everything God's created you to be. And I know you're busy on Sundays, probably a day off. You could run errands. Let me tell you, there is a blessing on your life when you put God first place. You come to the house of the Lord and get into a community of faith. I hope you'll take me up on that offer. Hey, after service, there's a room out here called New Beginnings. If you need anything, information, prayer, meet some friends from Lakewood right there. You can also take the New Beginnings course online. After services, there's classes here in person for marriages and for women, a lot of things in person and online. But know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, August 13th, 2023, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, let's all stand together, if you would, please. Thanks so much for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. Well, we love you. I'm going to speak a blessing until we meet again. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have a great week, a favor-filled week. See you back real soon.